Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
A lot of time to share with you. We will be back tonight. We'll be back tonight. But and it's okay because I'll just use this. It's okay. That's what they did back in the old school days. They just held on to a microphone, huh? So I'll just hold on to this. I'm on. You know, Yahweh speaks to us in many different ways. He speaks to us through His Holy Spirit. Sometimes if it's, he's able to speak to us out loud even, you know, he just manifests Himself in a beautiful way. He also speaks to us in His Word. And I have been blessed to experience all three of those. Oh, and then the fourth one is that He speaks to you through other people. Hello. Tell your neighbor what a mighty God we serve. He wants to get a message to us. And so many times He speaks to us in a prophetic way. And He's speaking to us even today. There are some things that we experienced in 2017. And I'm going to be honest with you. And He didn't promise it was all going to be roses. Tell your neighbor, huh? Because He said we would go through some things for His name's sake, you know, because of our profession of Him, there were things that we were going to go through. And the enemy doesn't like it that you are a Yahweh believing person. He doesn't like it. So I don't know about you, but I've noticed that the world is a little bit darker. If it's not a lot darker, there's a lot of dark things going on in the world. But you know, if you are a true believer, when the world gets darker, Yahweh gets brighter. Come on. He gets brighter. And we are going to be tried a little bit. Right? Because it's, when the world gets dark, it wants to intrinsically make you the same way. It wants to darken you. How does it darken you? Tries to get you stressed out. Tries to get you angry. Tries to get you bitter. Listen, I get challenged with anger and bitterness. Is anybody... Anybody feel me on that? We get challenged, right? And so even when we're believing Yahweh for things, we had an overflow in the praise room right before, because we were just really talking about the promises of Yahweh. Yay and Amen, right? And how the enemy wants to try to steal you from your victory. There is this area, and I was saying this, I was like trying not to preach, the lateness of the hour, because I was back there preaching to the praise team. And we were preaching to each other, just sharing. But right before breakthrough happens, right before Yahweh manifests what He's going to do, there is this period where you have to decide if you're going to trust Him or not. Say that. No. Say that. It's like this line. And you know, the song would say, you know, there's a thin line between love and hate. There's a thin line between faith and unbelief. And many times we are robbed of our breakthrough because we let the enemy tip us to the break. See, we get discouraged because y'all think you ain't got to go through nothing. So, I'm guilty though. When I be saying y'all, I'm included in y'all. So, I was believing Yahweh for something real heavy. And sometimes we, who believes Yahweh for heavy stuff? And I'm believing Yahweh for this heavy thing. And he took it all the way to the point of, is it going to happen or not? Like right when you need it, right there. And hallelujah, he came through. As he does. And I believe that he was. But then after I said, Yahweh, I said, thank you. But did you have to take it all the way to the deadline? I mean, if you had done it a week before or even a day before, but you took it all the way to the limit line. And what nerve of me? What nerve of me to tell God, you know, why didn't you do it sooner? In essence, but how many of you have done that? Like, oh, you know, you have to take it. And he told me in an audible voice, he said, I'm stretching you. When you're believing Yahweh for big things, there's something that has to happen in you. If you want your territory increased, you're going to have to be increased. I don't know about you, but I believe in for big things. But sometimes we don't have the capacity to receive the big things, but he can increase our capacity to receive the big things if we trust him. But there's a process in that. So let me share something with you. Go to Luke. This is what you're going to need in 2018. Because every time my sister comes, we always be like talking and Yahweh's like got us on the same page. 2017 was great, but I have some unreceived territory. I have some things that I have not laid my hand on yet that he promised.
Yes.
Anybody like that? There's some stuff that hasn't been resolved yet. It hasn't been completed.
Come on.
Why? Because the enemy has put some stumbling blocks in between there and some stuff and some hurdles. Why do they gotta be hurdles? Because that's just the journey of the believer. So Luke 17. First chapter, then he said unto his disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. Tell your neighbor, stuff's going to happen. People are going to do stuff to you. People are going to say stuff about you. You're going to feel like you've been robbed or something's been taken away from you. Tell your neighbor, it's going to happen. So stop tripping. Because that's what we do. King Yahweh told us, it's impossible that offenses will come. And not just people offending you, but circumstances offending you. Sometimes circumstances offend me. Situations offend me. But woe unto him through whom they come. Whose side are we on? See, we ain't got to take matters into our own hands. If offense is coming, woe to them through that offense came through. But the next verse says, it would be better for him that a millstone were hanging around his neck and he was cast into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. How dare the enemy try to mess with me? Third tragedy, but take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. It's a part of being believers. Somebody's going to say something to me. Say that to yourself. Somebody's going to say something to me. Somebody's going to do something to me. A situation is going to happen in front of me. We act like we act brand new. Like we don't know this. Because he's looking for a response from us. In the offense, what is your response going to be? He's saying the response is to be what? Forgive. Tell your neighbor, let it go. Tell your neighbor, trust God. Trust Yahweh. So Yeshua is saying this to his disciples. Basically, if I could paraphrase, listen, y'all, stuff is going to happen to you. I'm getting ready to be out of here. Something's even going to happen to me. But I got the victory. And I'm trying to tell y'all, you got the victory through me. Right? And so don't get excited. Don't be concerned when things happen and obstacles come, because I got you. He's saying this to his disciples. And if I could have been one of the disciples there after he said that, I'm sure that Yeshua was looking for maybe some response. Did they receive this? This was a response. And the apostles said unto Yeshua, increase our faith. Get this. You're on the brink. You are on the line between believing Yahweh for something or giving up. Right before the breakthrough happens, that is when the stretching takes forth. Situation. Believe Yahweh. Stretching. Breakthrough. Situation. Believe Yahweh. A stretching breakthrough. Yes. Yahweh's always trying to increase our capacity to receive more from him. And I don't know about you, but I expect more out of Yahweh. I want everything Yahweh has to offer. But he's telling me, my son, there's some things you're not ready for. If I can't balance $20 in my checking account, how is he going to give me $1 million? If I can't budget $100 and figure out how I'm going to divide that up, how is he going to give me $500,000? How can I believe him if I can't even have the capacity for the... And he's saying, listen, I want to give it to you, but you're not ready. You're not trusting me. You're not doing the things that I'm telling you to do. You're not being obedient. So you're not ready. You ain't missing out on something because something's wrong. You missing out on something because of you. You want to be ready? You better get yourself ready for breakthrough. You better get yourself ready for increase. Who wants it? Who wants increase? Yes. Yes. Ask yourself. I'm not even going to tell you to ask your neighbor. Ask yourself, am I ready for increase? I mean, am I going to fall? Am I going? And so even in this situation, he's saying stuff is going to happen. You got to hold on, basically. And it was like, that response is, we ain't ready yet. Because if somebody do something to me, I'm going to cut their ear off. That's what Kepha did. They came looking for Yeshua, and he cutting ears off. He was not what?
Ready.
So the response is, if I'm not ready, increase my faith. So when he promises you something, your response should be, Father, increase my faith. It's a struggle. I'm going to tell you why it's a struggle. Go to Mark, the 9th chapter. This is what he wants to tell us. He wants us to receive in 2018. I don't know about you. He made promises in 2017. But I guess I wasn't ready for all of it. So now I've been stretched. But you best believe I'm stretched. But in 2018, I'm gonna lay hands on what he promised. He's gonna manifest every promise that he manifests to me. It is so. Amen and amen. It is so. I believe it. I receive it. Well, when is he going to, you probably saying this year, when is he going to do it? He was like, you ain't even prepared yet. Talking about give you a third car, give you a second car and your garage is full. You can't even fit one car in there. Your garage is full of stuff. You can't even receive, you ain't got no street parking. You talking about give you a car, you ain't even got no place to park it. There's mess in our minds. There's doubt and all these unbelief and all kinds of hindrances in our mind. And he was saying, get that stuff out so I can bless you. Get that mess out of you so you can have the capacity to receive more. Somebody's getting it today. Somebody ain't. You know what? I ain't sleeping in 2018. I'm telling you that right now. I ain't sleeping. Y'all can come in here to sleep, but I ain't sleeping on 2018. I'm receiving my promises, and I'm going to be woke. I'm going to be woke when I get them. Anybody else going to be woke when they come? I'm going to be woke. I know that he did it. I know that he moved. Y'all has been trying to speak to people, and then they got these circumstances, but they sleep. And can't receive the seed of the word. Therefore, the seed of the word falls on fallow, messed up ground. Thorns. Stony. Wayside. Shipwreck. All that. I need my mind to be fertile to receive every word that Yahweh has for me. I want my mind to be ready. I want my spirit to be open. I want my flesh to be submitted. And I want to make sure I receive. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm not going to miss my blessing, my breakthrough, or some technicality. I'm going to make it because Yahweh said he promised it, and I'm going to stand and believe in it. I'm not missing out on nothing no more. And you need to say that. I am not missing out on anything. I'm not missing out on the promises. There's stuff that he promised for your families. But you're so stuck in unbelief that you can't even receive it. Can you say you believe but not believe? Absolutely yes. You can say you believe but still have unbelief. How do we know this? Go to Mark 9:19. And we're going to start at 20 for a second. Let's go to 20. I'm going to come back to 19. There was a father, and his child was possessed. He had given the disciples the ability to cast out the demon. But when they did it, it didn't happen. And so Yeshua has to do it. He told them, he gave them the authority to do it. But they couldn't do it. And the 20th verse says, and they brought him unto him, brought the son, the child, unto Yeshua. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. So the demon that was inside the boy started tripping and acting up and being a little bit more vicious. Isn't that what happens? Right before something happens, isn't there, don't the enemy knows that he is about to get defeated? So then he tries to, he just gets loud and stupid. And that's what happens in your circumstances. Right before Yahweh is about to bless, or right before the breakthrough is coming, the enemy is like, and you have a choice. Are you going to let that blah scare you and draw you back? Or are you going to be like, shut up, stupid. I bind you in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You ain't got nothing to say here. Get thee behind me. Get thee under my foot. But instead of doing that, we'd be like, oh, did you see that? So demons start tripping and fell on the ground and started fumbling at, acting crazy. And 21. And he asked his father, Yeshua asked his father, how long ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. This has been a long time. The man's son, from a child to whatever age he is, was bound by this thing. 22. And oft times he, not only that, sometimes he casts himself into the fire. Sometimes he throws himself into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, this is the man talking. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He's been going through all this, but if you can't do anything about it, then just have compassion on us and help us. Well, Yahweh, if you can't completely do it, just do plan C. Yahweh, if you can't do A, then maybe B. Maybe B is too much. I think I'm going to leave you for C. Maybe C might be a stretch. Come on, T. So let me settle for D, and then you end up getting the G.
Come on now.
That's what you do. That's what we do. If thou canst do plan A, then have compassion. Give a brother a B or a C. Give a sister a D or an E. My God. Don't you believe you serve a God that can give you the plan A? Come on, y'all. Either we serve a God that has the ability of plan A, or we just give it up. I don't know about you, but I serve a plan A God. He can handle the first plan. It's not too big. But see, if you're not ready to stretch, then you will settle for G or H or I. Father, stretch me to AAA. Come on, I want it. And that's how you talk, just like the man. On the brink of full breakthrough. Well, Father, if he's going to trip, just let him trip at night then. Let them be lucid in the daytime. No. I want total deliverance. I want total victory.
Yes.
I want total breakthrough. I'm not going to settle for piece of a breakthrough. I want total breakthrough. Who wants total breakthrough? Who wants total increase? So, 23 says, Yeshua said unto him, Well, you're telling me if I canst do, I'm telling you if thou canst believe, then what? Some things. Only plan B. All things are possible to him that simply what? Isn't that cold how he did him? He said, dude said, if thou canst help me. And he was like, if you canst believe. That was a clap back. Yeshua clapped back on him. What, you, who are you looking at? You looking at the Mashiach. My father's works are performed through me. You don't know who you're dealing with. If I can't do anything, with me, all things are possible. And with you, all things are possible through Yeshua. I have to settle for second best and sloppy thirds and filthy fourths. I believe for A. I believe for what I believed him for. I believe for that first plan. And so, I can't relate to the Father in the situation, 24th. And straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.
Yes.
And when we're believing for Yahweh, we're saying we believe, but there are these little shreds in the back of our minds. And we have to acknowledge that and say, Father, there's these little things that are trying to help my unbelief. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I come against doubt right now. I come against doubt right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. I come against that because that's what we're dealing with. So right there, between breakthrough and the stretching, say stretching. Those are my tears. Because I realize that he's trying to stretch me to believe. That's what was going on with dude here. Yeshua was stretching him. If you can believe, your son can have total healing. Did the father want to believe? Yes. With all of his being. But there is these natural impossibilities that pop up. I'm looking at circumstance. How is it even possible? My son been like this for so long. But you're saying that healing is available for him supernaturally. And so I'm thinking naturally, and you're not a natural God. You're a supernatural God. And so I got these natural things. Father, help my unbelief, so that I can receive the supernatural. So I can believe for things that I cannot see. Do you see your breakthrough all the time? He's stretching you. He's increasing your capacity. So my prayer is, Father, increase my faith. Father, help my unbelief. Father, increase my faith. Help my unbelief. Stop giving up during the stretch. Guess what they call a race? Right before the finish line. They call it the home stretch. I got any runners out here? Okay. Well, y'all spiritual runners. right now, I'm looking for natural runners. Any runners? Who's run track? Okay. What happens in the home stretch?
Your legs go numb.
You feel like you want to give up, but then that's when you, wherever you have inside, the mentality you have, and you believing from the start, that's what pulls you through it.
The home stretch.
Yes.
Have you had the home stretch experience?
Yes.
And what happened at the one of your home stretch experiences?
When I experienced it, I still look at the video and I don't believe it that I did that. I know it was all y'all about. I know I was.
And what did you do?
I praised after.
But what did you do?
Well,
did you win?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I won the race. But the home stretch is when your legs get all numb and jelly. And maybe it looks like somebody is on the side of you, but the home stretch says, give it your all. You almost home. You're almost across the line. You better give it your all. I'm trying to tell y'all, in the spirit, you're in the home stretch to Yahweh's promise, to your breakthrough. Get ready. Now, again, I'll ask the question now more prophetically. Are there any runners in the home stretch? He says, keep moving. Matter of fact, move faster. You may get tired, but don't stop. There may be a little pain involved, but don't stretch, because I am stretching you in the home stretch. Stretching you in the home stretch. I'm stretching you in the victory stretch. I'm stretching you in the breakthrough stretch. And that's what he has been ministering to me this year. All the things that we believe in. Some of y'all are in the home stretch. It hasn't completely manifested. But come against that unbelief right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Come against that doubt right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Come against that lacking of faith in the mighty name of Yeshua. This is not a natural thing, but it is a supernatural thing, and we must trust Yahweh. So I'll say to the people that are here, in the last morning service of 2017, if you believe in Yahweh for something, he says, stand up. Just like Moshe was in an impossible situation against the Red Sea, there was enemy on the sides behind. There was no way out but through. And Yahweh told him, stretch forth thy staff. Stretch forth. Launch out. Go beyond the brink. And as soon as he released himself to stretching out, something supernatural happened. The Red Sea just jumped up and parted. Whatever you believe in Yahweh for, he is saying, stretch forth right now. And you can do it in a physical way. You can lift your hands to stretch forth. And he's saying in that move, what you're saying is, Yahweh, you're going to have to take it all the way from here. I have to believe you. I have to trust you. I have to launch out. I have to go beyond the break. And when I do that, you're going to do what you do and what he does is supernatural. So in the spirit, envision yourself between you and the breakthrough, and right now in the spirit, stretch out, launch out with whatever that is. Come on, stretch out. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, stretch out. Sometimes we don't even know how long, but we stretch out. And just right there at the end of the stretch, victory. Said, praise him for that victory right now. There. Our breakthrough is there. It is imminent, and we are trusting and believing, Abba. Every promise is yea. Every promise is yea and amen. Yea and amen. Yea and amen. Yea and amen. It is so. It is so. It is done. It is done. Whether it be healing, whether it be going beyond depression, whether it be financial, whatever it is, receive it. Launch out. Stretch forth. And what he promised will as we stand at our seat, we believe you. Right here as we stand, we trust you. Right here as we stand, we invoke your name. Right here as we stand, we invoke your power, your authority. It's not in us. The ability is not in us, but it is in you. But we have to have the capacity to have the faith to hold on. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. And as our faith is increased, our territory is increased. As our faith is increased, our territory is increased. As our faith is increased, our territory is increased. There's some things you want us to do in 2018. There's some things you want us to be for you. We receive that. So we stretch forth. We launch forth. We're not alone. We're amongst a body of believers. So right now, wherever you are in this room, he said, where two or more are gathered, he's here in the midst. There's more than two. Grab the person's hand next to you. Grab that hand next to you. Even stretch forth beyond the aisle if you need to. Stretch forth beyond the barriers. I don't know about you, but we need each other. each other. We need each other's faith. We need each other's agreement. We're a family. We're family of Yahweh, the body of Mashiach. We're all believing. Now I want you to lift up that person's hand and repeat after me. Father Yahweh, in the mighty name of Yeshua, I thank you. I praise you. I believe you. Father, forgive me if I have not believed to full capacity. Right here, I proclaim my victory. Right here, I declare my breakthrough. I receive it. I believe every word you have promised me. I believe your word is true. And now I stand in the company of likewise believers who are in agreement with me, who are standing with me, whatever it is that they are believing Yahweh for, I stand with them. And we all have received our victory in Yeshua's mighty name.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight.
Come on, say that again. This is how. In this praise. Next part says,
it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but
it may look like my circumstance surrounds me, but
it may look like
that's it.
It may look.
One more time, tell your neighbor.
This is how we fight our battles.
This is how we fight.
This is how we fight.